Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Colin Bird, who's the Executive Chairman at Extract Resources. How are you today, Colin?
I'm very good, thank you. And are you all right, Jake?
I'm doing okay. You've just released some news regarding Extract. Could you run us through that?
Yes, I can. I'm very, very pleased, Jake. As you know, the first hole was down plunge. So obviously the mineralization started near to surface and picked up as it went down. And when we first started drilling, I think the middle of December, we put a news release out which explained what we were going to do. So first of all, we got the plunge, which was 1170 meters, if my memory serves me right. And then, of course, we've gone along strike. So obviously mineralization was not going to start at surface, and we have to be far enough away to the ore body to target to hit it. You can't set up on top of it, because to drill a vertical hole would be meaningless and very risky. You probably wouldn't hit the ore body. So we set ourselves a distance away, and the geologist, as you can imagine, we've got a PhD on this, and that's what it needed, because you're looking at a plunge. You know, I talk about the cigar. Yeah. You talk about a plunge. You talk about an apparent dip, which means it goes into the ground, dips into the ground, and then there's a full dip. So there's a plunge, a full dip, and then the thing disappearing into the ground in another direction. So the modelling, quite frankly, thank God for computers. They set it up and started drilling on Saturday night, which was very quick. And lo and behold, at 160 metres, we had some mineralisation. We knew by recognition that it wasn't the real ore body. And at 3:40, we've announced today, we hit the mineralization. So we offset to give us the range. We offset to give us the orientation. And our target range was between 300 and 400 meters to hit the outside of the porphyry. Now, I don't think I have, in actual fact. And when you actually talk about a porphyry, put your cigars and bananas to one side and carrots. When you talk about a porphyry, you're literally talking about an onion. You know how you peel the skins off the onions, right?
Yeah.
Porphyry is exactly the same. They start at the outside, often with base metals, and then you go into weak mineralization, then it strengthens up, and then you go into... So we're talking about fruit, so now let's talk about an avocado. You know, that big pip section where the pit sits. So at 3:40, we pick this stuff up. We've got the sphalerite, which is the zinc. We've got the chalcopyrite, which is the copper. We've got pyrite starting to come in. So mineralization was it at 3:40, the real, if you like, at the outside of the onion. That's gone on and at 4:05. And the next stage, of course, we expect to go into the second stage of the onion, the sericite. Mineralization becomes more abundant, and then you get into the guts of the thing, which is the wall, you know, the pip of the avocado, and then you start going out of that, and then you repeat the sequence again. The geologists suspect that it's a doubled sequence, so I'm very optimistic. But if the hole gives us another 150 meters of this, which means kind of 210 meters, that means we've nearly at 1.5 times the thickness of the nearest hole, which is 200 meters up the dip. Well out of distance. I mean, it's a long way away. So this hole is going to demonstrate to us whether or not the ore body is getting fatter. We're sure it is. And remember, we've got 60 meters already, and we're still on the outskirts. We're in mineralization. We've got to go through the sericite. We've got to get to the center of the avocado, and then we've got to pass out the avocado. So I am I'm very optimistic that this is going to show us that the ore body is fattened. We're in new ground where nobody's ever been before, Zach, and it is extremely promising. We put a picture, shareholders should, or investors or interested parties should really go to that news release we put out in the middle of December, which shows the first hole going down the plunge, and the next holes actually going to test the thickness of the ore body. And that's exactly what I'm doing now. So people shouldn't read anything into the fact that it took 300 meters. That was a deliberate act to offset the machine to give the best possible chance at intersecting the strike of the ore body. And now we're merrily passing through it. So, again, you know, it's back to the plunge. How big was the plunge? It was about 1170. If we get anywhere near 500 with this hole, then that's a big win. After 500, we're starting looking at this monster that people have been talking about of late. So that's where we are, Zach. Very, very pleased. Hit the ore body at target depth. And let's continue talking about an onion. We're on the outs. We're on the outer peelings of the onion. And as we peel the strips off, the mineralization will get bigger. We'll go through the center of the avocado, and then we'll pass out doing everything in reverse order. So watch this space, Zach. Very excited again. Very, very exciting.
So you'll update us again in a matter of days or weeks. Well, what's the timeline on that?
Well, we've got a brilliant drilling team. It's the best I've worked with. And so the drilling, I mean, last night's shift was 60 meters. This material is fairly soft and pretty easy to drill. As we go into the feldspars and the quartz, it'll get much tougher, and the daily performance, the 12-hour performance, will probably drop to about 30, and so we'll be doing 60 meters a day. But you know, what is it now? Thursday, but by Tuesday or Wednesday next week, we will know exactly again, I think, what we've got. And if we're drilling much past Tuesday at these sort of rates, I'm going to be very excited.
Okay, on that note, Colin Bird, Executive Chairman at Extract Resources, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Zach. Thank you for giving us the platform to tell the shareholders and interested parties how our project is going.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.